Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, September 19th, and for Sunday, September 20th. With Santa Anita's opening weekend postponed and the Belmont card a bit light, I'm going to cover some races on Sunday as well as Saturday. We're also going to take a trip to Albuquerque Downs for a big stick race on Saturday. As always, the Key Races and Bets podcast and the written version of the Key Races and Bets blog brought to you by AmWager.com. AmWager.com, AmWager.com, a great legal online betting site, legal in most states, carrying most tracks with lots of perks and tools for the better. We're going to start with Saturday race 8 at Woodbine, post 5 Eastern. It's not a stakes, but it leads to the Rico Woodbine Mile, which is my race that they play for Woodbine, available on the Woodbine website. I think we can make some money in doubles and pick 3 starting in this race. Mrs. Dale won like a good thing last out August 29th. Doesn't matter. It took 8 races for her to win because this is a non-winner of 2, and these are all one for something. The 93 Equibase Speed Figure Mrs. Dale earned tops the field. If she can repeat it or come close to it, she wins again. Takoda ran big in all 4 races last year. Never off the board. Finished early last July comeback. She was given 2 months off. Working well. If that last start is an aberration, as I think it is, Takoda has a nice shot, and she opens at 8-1. Trading Bay may be the early speed in the field as she's inside the 8 speed horse who also has some early lick. And if those two hook up, it sets up others. But Trading Bay's on improving pattern off the wind, fits the conditions nicely. And if she does get the lead, she could be tough. Silver Dahlia rallied from 7th to 3rd 16 days ago and makes her 3rd start off a 5-month layoff. Hernandez stays aboard, and if Trading Bay and 8 speed do go at it, she could be the biggest beneficiary. In race 8 at Woodbine on Saturday, September 19th, post 5 Eastern. WynnBET, Mrs. Dell at 2-1 or higher. Consider WynnBET on Takoda at 7-2 or more. And when you make multiple WynnBETs, always try and use a dutching tool to help you do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. A dutching tool lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win. Then based on the odds, your bets are proportioned accordingly. AmWager has a great dutching tool available, among other great features. You can also get the written version of this Key Races and Bets blog podcast, which is the Key Races and Bets blog. Go to AmWager.com, click on How to Bet, and Ella Starr's blog. For the exacta, we'll box Mrs. Dell and, not box, for the exacta, we'll play Mrs. Dell and Takoda over Mrs. Dell, Takoda, Trading Bay, and Silver Dahlia. For some doubles, in race 8, Mrs. Dell and Takoda. In race 9, War of Will, March of the Arch, and Admiralty Pier. Pick 3s in race 8, Mrs. Dell, Takoda, Trading Bay, and Silver Dahlia. Race 9, War of Will, March of the Arch, Admiralty Pier. Race 10, Illegal Smile. Race 9 is the Rico Woodbine Mile, post 5:39 Eastern. Again, this is the Woodbine race of the day. For Saturday, you can get my complete analysis going to Woodbine.com or Google Ella Starr Woodbine Picks. You can also play a double from race 9 to 10 from the pick 3 above, which would be in race 9, War of Will, March of the Arch, Admiralty Pier. Race 10, Illegal Smile. And you get lots of wagering options on my analysis at Woodbine website. Moving on to race 10 on Saturday, September 19th, the post of 6:14 Eastern. This is the Woodbine Care Stakes. There's not a lot to do here, except for potentially double starting race 9. But Illegal Smile is the pick. She sticks out for Wesley Ward and Luis Contreras, but is the 8-5 starting favorite. Illegal Smile led at the 6-furlong mark in the Catch a Glimpse Stakes over the course last month and held third. So the cutback to 6 furlongs plus the outside post gives her an edge as the 91 Equibase Speed Figure towers over the rest. I do think there's some value in using Dirty Dangle in the exacta as she opens at 10-1. Dirty Dangle won gainly by head in her debut last month, was flattered when runner-up Super Munnings, who's also entered in this race, came back to win. Dirty Dangle's put in 2 sharp workouts since the race, showed some maturity in coming from off the pace, so while many of these should get tired, going for the lead, Dirty Dangle could be making a strong impact. In the Woodbine Care Stakes, race 10 at Woodbine, post 6:14 Eastern, box Illegal Smile and Dirty Dangle, and then we'll play a trifecta of Illegal Smile over Dirty Dangle over all. Moving out to the west, the southwest, and Albuquerque for a $200,000 stakes. It is the Downs at Albuquerque Handicap, post 10 at Albuquerque, post time 7:15 Eastern. It's a $200,000 race, as I said, with some decent horses. Often the morning line odds are way off. I'm hoping that's not the case here as Articulator opens at 10-1 and gets top billing. Articulator's won over 200,000 in his career, making only his third start, second round start off a four-month layoff in February to June. The second start back off the layoff was a huge effort, coasting home to a nine-length win. He's well-bred, and he was in the Navarro barn at some point, but moved last December to the top barn of Southwest trainer Justin Evans before the Navarro indictment, well before it. For Evans, he didn't run that well last winter, but the time off did him good as the win on July 14th earned a career-best 107 Echo Base figure. Articulator had run 106 for Navarro, so he's back in that form, and as it's on a quality road, should like the 9 for a long trip. And with no speed inside of him, jockey Negron can put him on the lead and control the pace, which might be just what Articulator needs to win. Restrained Vengeance will go forward as the favorite, opening at 5-2 for Asmussen. He's earned over a half million, won the similar Zia Championship handicap last November at 9 furlongs. He's won 2 of 5 since then, including one second last month in the Grade 2 Del Mar Mile on the grass, and that's the reason he's going to be the favorite based on class drop. Considering the win at Zia last fall came on the ship from California, he's got a big shot, has to be used in exacta tickets, but likely a poor win bet at low odds. Pendleton is also proven at the level and distance, having won a 9 furlong stake at Sunray Park last June. He's also trained by Justin Evans and comes into the race in good form, having led in the stretch, settling for second in the stakes over the track at 7 furlongs last month. He needed that race following 4 months off, and the stretch out from 7 furlongs to 9 furlongs suits Pendleton nicely. In the Downs at Albuquerque Handicap on Saturday, September 19th, with a post of 7:15 Eastern, the win bet is Articulator at 2-1 or more. And for the exacta, we're going to box Articulator, Restrained Vengeance, and Pendleton. Moving to Sunday for some really good betting action at Woodbine, starting with Race 7, the Summer Stakes, with a post of 4:29 Eastern. This is Sunday the 20th. American Monarch won around two turns on turf at Saratoga in his only start, has a lot of talent. Mott ships north. He's a perfect fit in the race for which many have not run a mile yet even. Watching the race, American Monarch showed a nice turn of foot when asked, was very professional, so opening at 6-1 gets top billing. Gretzky the Great won a stakes on the Woodbine turf last month professionally from just off the pace, but at 6.5 furlongs. The mile on turf at Woodbine is a one-turn race, and Gretzky has a field-high 96 Echo Base speed figure to improve upon. He may be the one to beat on paper, but he'll be much more heavily bet than American Monarch. Heat of the Night might get ignored in the wagering here, as he was at 11-1 winning his debut 17 days ago at Gulfstream Park. He was very mature, stalking in fourth and drawing off by a length, and he ran down a 2-5 favorite in doing so. The win came at the mile, and that experience bodes well for a nice effort. In the Summer Stakes on Sunday the 20th, Race 7, Woodbine, 4:29 Eastern. Win bet, American Monarch, 2-1 or more. Heat of the Night, 7-2 or more. This is the kind of race where a dutching tool, like the free one in Amwager, really comes in handy as it proportions your bets based on the odds, so you don't have to do the math for yourself. Check out Amwager.com, become a member, and take advantage of this great tool. For the exacta, we're going to box American Monarch, Heat of the Night, and Gretzky the Great. Then we can play a pick three here in Race 7 on Sunday. American Monarch, Heat of the Night, Gretzky the Great. In Race 8, Vegas Kitten. And in Race 9, Seasons. Moving on to Race 8, in between the two stakes, Vegas Kitten was reclaimed by Mark Cassie in June, two races after losing him in March out of a two-length winning effort. The win came right after Cassie had claimed him from Maker, so it was a big sign Cassie saw fit to reclaim, and has been rewarded with two top efforts since, a win on turf and a runner-up effort in a race scheduled for turf at Run on the Main Track. Either effort repeated in this field is good enough to win for Vegas Kitten. Just like Larry and Unilateral are two horses I'll use on exotic tickets with Vegas Kitten. Just like Larry ran second to runaway winner Cheryl's Spite, who won the Marine Stakes after that in his comeback from 9 months off in July, won it nicely at a mile on grass. He didn't fire in the same off-turf race. Vegas Kitten finished second in, but I'll draw a line through that. Not everybody likes the move from turf to all-weather, and I expect a return to competitive form for Just Like Larry. Unilateral put in a big rally from 9th, 13 lengths back to win by a nose, one before last of July in his turf debut, which was also his second career start, first after 4 months off. He rallied mid-race from 10 lengths back to 1 length back before settling for 4th in a main track race last month. And back on the turf, Just Like Larry, Unilateral could be finishing fast for a piece. In race 8 at Woodbine with a post of 429 on Sunday the 20th, Vegas Kitten's a win bet at 9-5 or more. For the exacta, I'm going to play Vegas Kitten over just like Larry and Unilateral. And we'll also box Vegas Kitten just like Larry and Unilateral. You can also play doubles if you want, but they're cold double. It's Vegas Kitten in the 8th and seasoned in the 9th. Moving on to race 9, the Natalma Stakes at Woodbine on Sunday the 20th with a post of 535 Eastern. And Seasons stands out in this race, having won her debut at Saratoga August 9th around two turns and showing a lot of maturity. Seasons was racing near the lead in the stretch when a horse went through the temporary breakaway rail, who ended up okay, by the way. And Seasons recovered and won professionally, fighting the wire by head. She's run a lot better off the experience of the race. She's added the tremendous Turf Stakes winner, Winter Memories, who's also produced a horse who won over $250,000, and the sky's the limit for this talented filly. Dreaming of Drew and Alda are two other contenders, having finished second and first respectively when separated by a nose in the Catch a Glimpse Stakes last month over the Woodbine grass. The third finisher was Illegal Smile, the logical winner in Saturday's Woodbine Care Stakes, so that might indicate the strength of the race by the time this one is run. Both Dreaming of Drew and Alda are improving patterns and will be no surprise, but I give Stevens the edge based on having already run at the distance. In the Natalma Stakes, race 9, Woodbine, Sunday, 9:20, 5:35 p.m. Seasons a win bet at 9-5 or higher, which is unlikely. So we'll play exactas and trifectas as well as win bets if we can, but those may suffice. For the exacta, we're going to box Seasons and Dreaming of Drew, box Seasons and Alda. And for the trifecta, two trifectas here, Seasons over Dreaming of Drew and Alda overall. And then we'll play Dreaming of Drew and Alda in third, and that ticket's going to be Seasons overall over Dreaming of Drew and Alda. Thanks so much for listening to this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the blog at amwager.com. Click on How to Bet and All the Stars blog. Become a member at amwager.com, a great betting site with tools and tricks for everybody. Make a lot of money this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.